I met Evelyn Horn in Eckerd at Hart's Basin, also called Fruit Growers Reservoir, where she goes nearly every day to gaze at birds, to count them, to identify them, and enjoy their songs. After a brief tour of the reservoir, we went to her house to have a cup of tea while we talked further.
What could you say about the state of birds? Climate change is probably impacting them.
Yes.
Certainly human activity,
yes,
as you've talked about.
Yes.
How would you characterize?
Declining because of the conditions. There used to be a lot more birds than there are now. And house cats. Well, the little bird gets down and does scratch, scratch, scratch. He's vulnerable.
Yeah. Windmills. Pesticides.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are the species themselves declining or just the numbers of...
The species themselves. Now, the cranes, in particular, there are 5 subspecies. Ours are greater. They're declining. The other 3 are non-migratory. But the lesser sandhills that go up the Platte River, they're 500,000 strong. Every other crane in the world is threatened or endangered to whatever degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's primarily human activity. The roads we build that slices up the terrain. When we put a road in, we create a little border area. So this little road doesn't look like much, but it's got a border area. Well, that's a good place for animals, for critters. And that's also a good place to get run over.
And do you notice anything about climate change, just or the effects of drought, or
we're in a drought, and from where we were standing, sometimes the water is all along the north side, north of the road, and further up it, where it just looks like alkali now, cranes like to stand in the water 6 to 8 inches deep to roost, so a predator makes noise, and that north pond was just perfect roosting. Well, we didn't have it at all this year. So they were just had to do with the shoreline. And the closer they get to the shore, the more likely there will be a predator. Bobcat's a big one. Fox, coyote. Feral dogs.
Kitty. Yeah, feral dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bobcat is the biggest predator on them.
Hmm.
A mink. Or one of the muskrats might decide to take a bite while they're standing in the water because they're too close to the shore where those critters live. We have been highly impacted this year with the drought and the lack of water.
It's not perfect, but Horn is a person who looks on the bright side.
It was built as an irrigation reservoir, and that is its purpose. I just feel that we're lucky to have the birds. The birds found the water, and the birders found the birds.
For KVNF News and I See Change at theAlmanac.org, I'm Marty Derlin.